1946. Daily Mail Report by Attila the Hun.
Chapter 4. Farooq Karam. Marcia worked on her wedding gown while the fruits for the wedding black cake soaked in rum. I was there, in Blanchichet's, every minute I could manage. But I wanted nothing more than to move Marcia and Patsy away from there. To begin at a place where she didn't have to remember those boys, where I didn't have to remember the shame of my mother's house. No, I didn't know everything a man should know about his woman. I didn't ask many questions. Like most people, I thought we would get to it, that nothing much mattered except beginning our new life together. Marcia, when you're going to finish that dress? I asked one Sunday afternoon. I was leaving for Arima in an hour. I'll be done next week.
You said that last week.
Then you should know it's give or take a week, she said, smiling. Most young ladies would be dying to get married and would just as well put on a paper bag. What's this need to get fancied up for a 10-minute ceremony? She stopped sewing and set her palms on her thighs. I know you think I should be happy just to be getting married. A poor gal like me marrying a pretty coolie boy like yourself. But my dream was to have friends and family there. We won't have that, she said. All I have is this dress.
And me?
Her face softened. Yes, you and Patsy. I reached down and took her hand.
I'm also a seamstress. If I can't look proper at my own wedding, how am I going to make somebody want to buy their wedding dress from me?
Okay. Now that's a winning argument. You could have saved that other dreams and feelings nonsense.
Oh, feelings aren't important to Farooq Karam. The same fellow who come knocking on my door talking about, oh, Marcia, I just love you so much. Oh, Marcia, take me back. Oh, Marcia, drink some tea with me.
Feelings nonsense does mean nothing to that fella, eh? She lightly punched me on the arm and we laughed. Laughing was something I did with Marcia.